think that I shall never see a sermon as lovely as a tree. Slight paraphrase there. I've always liked trees. Maybe that's pretty universal, but I can remember some certain trees from my childhood that I always liked. The maple tree in our front yard and the buckeye tree that grew alongside my junior high school that I always tried to get one of the buckeyes from each year before they were gone. And even now, I love being around trees, hearing the wind in the trees. Trees are elegant and majestic and strong. They bend. I don't know, there's a lot to admire about trees. That's why I've always liked both these passages, which, again, I think are remarkably similar, not just in their message, but in their language. And both use this image of a tree to describe those who trust in God. Those who trust in God are truly happy, and they are like trees planted by streams of water, sending their roots deep, nourished by the sun, rooted in God, nourished by God's word, trusting in God. It's really a rich, beautiful image, I think. I don't know, I find it also just very calming. Well, in a world that isn't always so calm and calming. And notice both these readings essentially are giving us the choice. We can trust God and be like this strong, calm tree. Or we can be frenetic and chaotic and blown everywhere, every which way. And I think our world is sort of like this today, isn't it? People always being blown here and there, always searching for something here and there. We have these little devices, maybe not so little devices, that are always distracting us and pulling us away. We have substances that people turn to, and you always need more and more and more of them to get that same feeling. A world that doesn't seem very satisfied, a world full of people always moving, not very rooted at all. And notice Jeremiah says those who are trusting in themselves rather than God or in any human institution, well, they're like a shrub in the desert, parched, maybe brittle, maybe prickly. And when the wind blows, those desert shrubs are not going to hold on very long. They become tumbleweeds rolling throughout life. Notice this psalm says those who do not trust in God, they're not like tumbleweeds, they're like dust. Again, just blown about by the wind. Both contrasted to this tree, deeply rooted in place. Even in times of drought, finding nourishment. Even in storms, standing firm, bending a little, but not breaking. Again, it's a rich, beautiful image, I think, for what it means to truly trust in God. No matter what is happening, no matter what storms may be blowing, no matter what the weather may be day to day or what season it may be, those who trust in God stand strong and firm and calm as well. Rooted deeply. And there's something else about trees. Thomas Merton famously wrote, "A tree gives glory to God simply by being a tree." He goes on, I found this passage in a wonderful book. I think I keep recommending books in my sermons. It's called The New Seeds of Contemplation by Thomas Merton, a wonderful book. But here's what he says. After saying a tree gives glory to God simply by being a tree, he goes on to say, "For in being what God means it to be, it is obeying God. The more a tree is like itself, the more it is like God. If it tried to be like something else, which it was never intended to be, it would be less like God, and therefore would give God less glory. A tree is a tree, or a rose is a rose is a rose. Part of what trees teach us as well is to be who we are, to be who God made us to be. Again, I think we live in a world in which people are always trying to change who they are, change their appearance, change what people think of them. You know, this is the whole billions that Facebook and other social media make, is people posting things to make you think their life is a whole lot better than it probably is. We live in a world where people are always wanting to be something else, it seems like. But it would be foolish for an apple tree, for example, to say, "Oh, darn, I wish I could produce peaches." That'd be as silly as Paul describing the eye wanting to be a hand, or the foot wanting to be an ear. We each have our identity. God has made us. And perhaps the tree teaches us to be who we are, to be where we are, and thus to give glory to God. Also notice, both the readings talk about not just being trusting of God, but relying on God's word, and in fact, being nourished by God's word. And that is where happiness is found. Not in the rat race, not in trying to get things, but in trusting in God and living with God's word. I was reminded of a song, I wish Zachariah were here, I was reminded of a song from Fiddler on the Roof that Tevye sings. You probably know it, "If I Were a Rich Man." And of course, the song is about him wanting money. But at some point in that song, he also sings, "If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day, and that would be the sweetest thing of all." Aye. The tree teaches us what's truly important in life as well. Trusting in God and God's word, being who God intends us to be, who God made us to be. But finally, perhaps, maybe one other lesson from the tree. Notice both these readings talk about bearing fruit. We all are called to bear fruit, but again, different fruit. We don't all bear the same fruit. We don't all bear fruit at the same time, at the same speed. I think that's a particularly good lesson for us as a community of faith as well. We all are called to bear fruit, but we're not all going to be apple trees or peach trees or fig trees or olive trees. We have a variety of fruit that we produce in our lives and at different times. And we shouldn't expect everyone to be producing fruit at the same time in the same way. Each tree produces its own fruit at its own time. And if we stay rooted in God and God's word, that will come to pass. We don't have to stress about it. It'll just happen. So my hope for us as individuals, but also as a family of faith, is maybe keep this image of the tree in mind, to know that we each are rooted where we're supposed to be right now. We each are called to bear fruit, and to bear fruit together as a forest of wildly diverse trees. But also to be confident that there may be times of drought, there will also be times of amazing blessings of rain, and that we will bear the right fruit at the right time, as God intends. Maybe let's work to be more and more like trees. I know some of you, your bark is worse than your bite, too, so. Sorry. Amen.